All right, everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're tackling something that I know is on a lot of parents' minds, especially with summer right around the corner.
Summer already. Time flies.
Right. So we're talking about, you guessed it, kids. More specifically, a program that claims to unlock the secret to, well, keeping your cool when those little bundles of energy are bouncing off the walls.
Ah, yes, the eternal quest for parenting Zen.
Exactly. It's called the Summer Zen Child Behavior Management Program, and it's led by Dr. Carrie Downs. We got our hands on a whole bunch of their promotional stuff, and honestly, some of it is pretty intriguing. But as always, we're going to dig a little deeper and see what's really going on, see if this program lives up to the hype.
Well, I can definitely lend my 2 cents on that. You know, I've spent years working with kids and families trying to understand the ins and outs of behavior, and I'm always interested in seeing how these types of programs put those theories into practice.
So let's jump right in, shall we? One of the things that stood out to me right away is how much this program emphasizes understanding the why behind a child's behavior. You know, like, instead of just reacting to a tantrum, they really push this idea of figuring out what's triggering it.
Right, like getting to the root of the issue rather than just putting out fires, so to speak. And I think that's a crucial point because, let's be honest, parenting can feel like a constant stream of firefighting sometimes.
Oh, tell me about it. But yeah, so this program, they really seem to believe that if you can understand what's driving a child's behavior, you know, whether it's a developmental stage, an unmet need, even just a change in routine.
It can be so many things, right? Even something seemingly insignificant can throw a kid off.
Yeah.
And if we can figure out what those triggers are,
then you can actually respond in a way that's, well, helpful instead of just, you know, losing your own cool.
Exactly. It's about moving from reaction to, well, I guess you could call it proactive parenting.
Proactive parenting. I like that. I'm going to write that down.
Feel free. But yeah, I think that's a key takeaway here.
So once you've got that why figured out, what's next?
Well, then it's all about tools and techniques, right?
Yeah, like positive reinforcement, which, to be honest, sounds a lot easier than it is.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's not just about showering your kid with praise all the time.
Yeah.
There's a real strategy to it. You got to think about what works for different ages. Like, little kids might respond well to sticker charts and immediate rewards, but as they get older,
you need to shift gears a bit, right?
Exactly. It becomes more about praising their effort, the positive impact of their actions, you know, that kind of thing. And of course, being consistent is huge. It can't just be a sometimes thing.
Consistency, that's always the tough part for me. But okay, so positive reinforcement is one piece of the puzzle. What else did this Summer Zen program highlight?
Let me see. Ah, yes. They talk a lot about finding the balance between, well, increasing the good behaviors and decreasing the not so good ones.
Right. So it's kind of a two-pronged approach, right?
Yeah.
Nurturing the positive while also setting boundaries.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting, I think. You know, how do you set those limits in a way that's effective? And how do you deal with those kids who, you know, almost seem to thrive on negative attention, even when it comes in the form of consequences? Those are the real challenges.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one. I'm curious to see how they address that. But speaking of interesting approaches, they've got this whole section dedicated to empowering parents. It sounds a bit self-helpy, don't you think?
A little bit, yeah. But there might be something to it, you know? I mean, a parent's own confidence or lack thereof can definitely have a ripple effect on their kids' behavior.
Oh, absolutely. Kids pick up on everything.
They really do. So if we're stressed, if we're constantly second-guessing ourselves, they sense that. And it can, well, it can create a bit of a vicious cycle.
Okay, so maybe there's something to this empowering parents thing after all. But let's get down to brass tacks here. What's the actual program like?
Well, from what I gathered, they offer these quick sessions and what they call behavior hacks.
Quick sessions and behavior hacks, huh? Sounds perfect for busy parents who don't have a ton of time.
Right, and they've got both in-person and online options available in over 40 states.
Convenience is king these days. But I have to ask, you know, as someone who's a bit more, shall we say, skeptical of quick fixes, What are your thoughts on the long-term effectiveness of this kind of approach?
That's a great question, and it's one I have too, honestly. You know, does it go beyond just giving parents a toolbox of quick fixes? Do they really delve into those underlying causes of behavior? And how do those behavior hacks line up with, say, cognitive behavioral therapy, which tends to be more of a long game approach?
Right, right. And speaking of evidence-based practices, let's talk about the brains behind this whole operation, Dr. Carrie Downs.
Okay, Dr. Downs.
So, licensed psychologist, impressive credentials, seems to really emphasize strengths, relationships, and those cognitive behavioral techniques we were just talking about.
Those are all good signs, for sure. Cognitive behavioral therapy has tons of research backing it up, but, you know, it would be helpful to know more about her specific methods. How does she tailor those techniques to different ages and, you know, different types of behavioral challenges? Because it's definitely not one size fits all.
Absolutely not. So, for anyone who's intrigued and wants to know more, let's see. The program runs Monday through Friday, 9 to 7 Eastern Time. You can find them at Davenport Psychology, either in Sarasota or Venice, Florida.
Oh, Florida, huh?
Or online, of course. And they've got a sliding scale fee, $200 per 55-minute session. So quite a bit to unpack here, but I think one of the biggest takeaways is just how much this program stresses the importance of understanding those underlying causes of behavior. You know, not just reacting, but really trying to get to the heart of the issue.
Yeah, and then using those insights to guide your approach. Like we were talking about with positive reinforcement and setting those healthy boundaries, it's all connected, isn't it?
Totally. So for all the parents listening out there, you know, take a moment to think about your own journey. What parts of this resonate with you? What parts make you raise an eyebrow?
And maybe even ask yourself, you know, what does parenting zen really mean to you? Is it just about having a bunch of techniques up your sleeve? Or is it something deeper, something about truly understanding your kid, understanding yourself as a parent, and navigating all those complex factors that come into play?
Ooh, that's good. Deep stuff.
Well, parenting is deep stuff. It's definitely not easy. But I do think that with the right knowledge and support, we can all find our own version of Zen, even amidst the chaos.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
And on that note, we'll wrap things up for today. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It was a pleasure being here.